Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Hard-hit Southern California continues to struggle to control the spread of coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. State leaders today pledging to pick up the pace in terms of vaccinations, which are lagging in the nation's most populous state. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
California has so far administered just over 450,000 of the 1.3 million vaccine doses it has received. Not good enough. It's gone too slowly, Governor Gavin Newsom says, of that sluggish pace to vaccinate 40 million Californians. Newsom's vowing to aggressively expand distribution sites and who can give the vaccine.
Dentists administering the vaccine, the pharmacy techs, National Guard, more of our National Guard deployed to begin the distribution administration.
That expansion can't come fast enough. The state is closing in on 27,000 dead from the virus, and Southern California hospitals remain overwhelmed with ICU space at or near zero. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
On the heels of President Donald Trump's recorded phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State urging him to find votes and help him overturn the election results in that state, the head of the state's voting systems held a news conference today where he essentially dismantled Trump's allegations one by one. Gabriel Sterling blasting the president for falsely accusing the Georgia Secretary of State's office of wrongdoing, calling it unusual behavior by a sitting president.
I personally found it to be something that was not normal, out of place, and nobody I know who would be president would do something like that to a Secretary of State.
Trump, for his part, is campaigning tonight in Georgia on behalf of two GOP candidates in tomorrow's Georgia Senate runoff. Trump has yet to concede the election. Washington, D.C.'s mayor called for calm today while at the same time announcing upwards of 340 National Guard troops are being deployed to city streets. That's ahead of expected protests Wednesday around a routine tallying of the election results by Congress that will affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory over Donald Trump in November. Stocks closed sharply lower today after hitting record highs late last week. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The first day of trading in the new year was a rocky one for the stock market. All the major indexes lost ground after finishing out 2020 at or near record highs. Investors are counting on new vaccines to overcome the economic losses associated with the coronavirus pandemic, but initial distribution of the shots in the United States has been slower than expected, and there are fears the country's already sky-high infection rate could climb even higher after many Americans ignored warnings to avoid travel during the holidays. Markets are also keeping an eye on Tuesday's runoff elections in Georgia, which will determine whether Republicans or Democrats have the upper hand in the U.S. Senate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow was down 382 points today. You're listening to NPR News. In a late-hour move, the Trump administration is planning to reissue grazing leases to the Oregon ranchers who inspired an armed takeover of a federal wildlife refuge 5 years ago. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the move follows extensive legal battles and a presidential pardon.
The administration and its Bureau of Land Management are proposing to reissue grazing permits to Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen. The pair were convicted of federal arson charges during the Obama administration and were alleged to have had a long history of harassing and intimidating federal workers. The Hammonds' fight with the federal government partly inspired militiaman Ammon Bundy to lead an armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in 2016, where the Hammonds had held federal grazing leases. President Trump later pardoned the two men, but it hasn't been clear whether they'd ever ranch on federal public land again. Environmental groups, including the Idaho-based Western Watersheds Project, are filing protests to the decision to reinstate their grazing leases. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
All 10 living former secretaries of defense are drawing a line in the sand in terms of any use of the military in trying to overturn November's election results on the part of outgoing President Trump and his administration. The former civilian leaders of the military, both Republicans and Democrats, putting their names on an opinion piece published over the weekend in the Washington Post. Former defense secretaries write, quote, "The time for questioning the results of the election is past." They say any attempt to involve the military would take the country into what they term dangerous, unlawful, and unconstitutional territory. The piece did not name President Trump, but comes as Trump continues to falsely claim fraud in the November election. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.